I am the child of immigrant parents. I have a lot of immigrant and undocumented family members, and I understand the struggle that they go through. And there's a lot of different challenges that are faced by people in that situation, which are the realities for a lot of our students. And having that perspective in the decision-making process and policy-making process of our district is critical and important to have.
The slogan for your campaign is putting students first. Can you talk about why you chose that slogan and how you plan to do that?
So I chose that because recently the district has transitioned to having the University of California's A through G college entrance requirements be the same as what's required for graduation. And because for so long, this hasn't necessarily been the case in the district, I know that it's going to be a difficult transition. Keeping students at the forefront of like our purpose is really what I feel is most important. And so that's going to mean ensuring that we're providing them sufficient resources to really boost, ensuring that they can meet these new graduation requirements. Because to meet them on in the long-term level, it's going to take a change from the very early stages, from elementary. But there's a lot of students that haven't been a part of that, that are going to be impacted by these new requirements now. And so we really need to focus on that.
If you could just pick three things that you would change within your first 6 months, what would you pick?
I would ensure that we're able to recruit and retain teachers better. And part of the problem is, one, the benefits and wages that teachers have here. And right here, I'm looking at it more as a as almost more like a wish list. I mean, the reality behind making these things happen is a lot more complex. But I'd like to also increase parent engagement. Another thing that I feel is really important to me, incorporating ethnic studies into our school. So we've been working on that for a while within Santa Rosa City Schools. Just recently, it's become a requirement at the state level that ethnic studies be incorporated. But I really want to focus in having Santa Rosa City Schools become a leader in the implementation of ethnic studies. I feel that it really has a positive impact, not only on students of color, for which it could be empowering, but also just for everybody to create a better understanding of different peoples and also, you know, help to counter xenophobia that exists out there.
Overall, how are you feeling about the race?
You know, I'm definitely hopeful, but you know, we're just trying to reach out and hope that this time I'm able to get enough votes to put me over the edge and allow me the opportunity to serve the families and students of Santa Rosa City Schools.
That was candidate Omar Medina talking about his run for the Santa Rosa School Board Area 4 seat. The incumbent for the seat, Frank Pugh, did not respond to a repeated request for an interview. In fairness to his candidacy, we want to share several of his accomplishments posted on his campaign Facebook page. He writes that, quote, "During these past 4 years, we have successfully managed our budget and made some tough decisions, while at the same time made significant improvements in the reading levels of our elementary students, increased the number of students graduating from high school, and we have enhanced our ability to analyze data to identify and support individual student needs." He adds, "With your support, I will continue to pursue education reforms that produce lasting results so we can continue to increase the number of graduates." I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.